Right. Yeah. Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Neyeh Bidvaro. And we turn with Siyata Deshmaya to this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. And we read in Perkin Aleph Pasuk Beis, Hadaber no biasneham v'yishalu ishme Yisrael v'isham Yisrusa klechesef uchleizav. And what happens? The ensuing pasuk relates v'yitan Hashem eschina am b'inei Mitzrayim, and we know they cleaned out the Mitzrayim. Halamaisa, this is a pella v'yishalu ishme Yisraelu. Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabar no, eino elo lo shema kosha, Rashi says, Beva kosha mimcha. Eibishter is pleading, Shalo yomar osa tzadik, Afrom avinu, Ave avod avinu osam, Ki yam hem ach rechen mitzuri, Ve ach rechen yitzu b'chush godo, Lo ki yam hem, Zog the gemar brochus, Dav tesam an aleph, Hamela, please, Moshe, have Klai Yisrael go and empty out the Klei Chesef and the Klei Zav of the Mitzrayim. Aveyishalu Ishma Yisrayehu. So everyone is going to go into the house of his friend and take his Klei Chesef and Klei Zav. The Egyptians are our friends. Reyehu, what's going on? They're our friends. How is that even Shaykh Bechlal? Abinosa, what compels the Kashas to sing him of a Kamal Amarches, Aman Aleph, and we do have different steamers and sugis, but we have a Gemara that says, Ish Kiigacha Shoreyeo, Shoreyeo, below Shor Shol Akum, the Akum is not included in Reyeo. The word Reyeo itself comes Lafuke to exclude a non Jewish person. He is not our friend. So even though Reyecha is far more inclusive than the more specific Achicha, we have the Yahavta, the Reyecha, Kamokha, the Rishonim, and the Achronim, Amarich, that it's a more inclusive term than Lo Sisus, Achicha, Bevavecha, Achicha, Bemitzvahs. But even if it includes other types of Yidin, it clearly doesn't include Goyim, and we have Droshes and Chazal, Ashur Reyeh, Velo Shor Shol Akum. So how in the world could the Goy be called my friend? Writes the Chizkuni, in a Chanami, Avada, the Mitzrayim are not our friends, but after all, the Yasamakas, remember we're talking now in Parshas Bo, we're basically kemat done with the Makas, we're mostly all finished with the Makas Mitzrayim, but this time, the Mitzrayim already machniya themselves legamri to Klai Yisrael. They already say, Klai Yisrael, please daven for us, plead on our behalf. They were nasim kareim, they made themselves like the friends of the Yinans, like the Chizkuni. Hence we can call them Reyeo. That's a Chizkuni, and again, l'chayra, it's a shtikol dochuk. They're not my friends, they might, in their eyes, be considering themselves, but the tzivoy is not to them. So it's the same way. Oh, Reuven. Oh, Reuven says, look, Shimon might think that I'm his friend, but Shimon's not my friend. I know what the Mitzvahs aren't here right now. Abishur speaking to Moshe. Dabano b'yasneham. You yid and ishalu, yishalu ishma yisrael. Go to your friends. It's a little bit shver. Zok de chizkuni, but in the eyes of the Mitzvahs, they made themselves like our, but they're not my friends. The guy who subjected me to 210 years of slavery, because he's machaniya and alba sofa after the Makkah's forced his hand, that's not my friend. So the Chizkuni L'chaim is a little bit daichik. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, comes along the Malbim, comes the Chsam Sefer, and even though the Pashtus says that Avada refers to the Mitzrayim, the Targum Yonasan and Uziel says Mefurish we're talking about the Mitzrayim. Targum Yonasan says Mefurish we're talking about the Mitzrayim. Alright, the Gron Kola the Yom Panir Shulchan Agro. How might the Malbim? It can't be because Reyu comes Laf, okay, guy. Zok de Gro, Zok de Malbim, it can't be. A goy is not my friend. The Machmas is Koshi. Zok the Vilna Gon and others. It must be. It's a Yid. I said, what's going on over here? Ain't a Chanami. Every Yid should go into the house of another friend. And you should go ahead and do Chesed Echad L'Sheni. Once the Eibishter Zok the Vilna Gon sees that you're doing a Gevaldik Chesed, then and only then will he be Malachain in the Einim Mitzrayim. That when you go in to clean them out of the gold and silver, there's going to be such a Chain that's just going to give you all of their riches. But in the schus of what? In the schus that Mikodem Zok the Grove, You went and demonstrated that chesed. Aviyishalu Ishma Yisrael Nechanami writes to Vilna Gaon. It's talking about before you cleaned out the homes of the Egyptian counterparts, first you went and you did chesed Echel L'Sheni. Well, the Vilna Gaon says it was that schus that empowered the Eberstuk of Yochel. That was the Arusa de la Tosa that allowed Hashem to create that metaphysical chay by which the Mitzrayim opened up their doors wide and let you clean them out. Zokter Sam Sefer a little bit more in Drushim Neagodes Miksavian and Parsha Shmos. I write the Sam Sefer a separate Sefer than the Torah Moshe and the Sam Sefer the Tyro came out with a one volume Drushim Neagodes. Writes the Sam Sefer. This itself was the ticket to the Geula. Abishur says, "You want to get out? I need to see the Achdus. First, show me the Achdus, not stop." Like the Vilna Gaon, that this Maisa will then produce the Chain that will allow you to clean out those in it. So on a far grander scale, Zokter Sam Sefer, you want to get out of Mitzrayim. The same amount of Torah is only Moabshar. You want to get out of Mitzrayim, there's got to be an Achdus. You want to have Achdus? Show me the Achdus. Show me the Chesed that Reuven's doing for Shimon and vice versa. Then you'll be able to get out of Mitzrayim. So the Sam Sefer, like the Vilna Gaon, like the Malbim, understands. Ain't a Chanami. Rei Eo is not going on the Goyim. It's talking about doing Chesed one year to another year. Again, like the Tagim, you understand? That's not the Pashtus. Again, so it's borrowing. Borrow and lend and in that context. Hi, do with your friend first. The Vilna Gaon says that'll empower, that'll cause then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you that chesed in return. Sim Sefer says, no, that's to establish the Achdus that'll be goreim, the eventual Geula. But again, what do we do? Lending, borrowing, what do we do? With the talking about someone who's healed, and that is Pshuto Shemikra, it's going on the Mitzrayim. Zok Rabbeinu Bachai, and here you have one of the Gedolei Rishonim who bavorns the Kasha. Zok Rabbeinu Bachai in the Chanami, very often Reyo comes Lafuki Agoi. But over here, this is pre-Matan Torah, Zok Rabbeinu Bachai. Pre-Matan Torah, Avada, all of the Umos were Achim and Reyim Zelazet. After Matan Torah, then when the Eberstur offered the Torah to the Umos Olam and they refused, and Klai Yisrael was selected, Melchizkonim Agai Kodesh, and then they were excluded. So the whole din of Baba Kamala Mechesim and Olav Shurayim Veloshe Shalakim is only post Matan Torah. Pre Matan Torah, they were called my Reyim. Now, even the Rebbeinu Machai is the Stikul Shver. Before Matan Torah, they're my friends because the Eberstur didn't offer them the Torah. Rebbeinu Machai, even if all the Goyim would in some sense be my friends, but the nation of Egypt that has enslaved me for 210 years, how can I call them my friend? I'll perform on the Torah, all the Umma Solomacha. It's a need to beer. Sophianius 90, what really is the Omek Kavon and Rabbeinu Machai? Lemaisa, they're not my friends. Perhaps something we suggested in the past. And Efsha, this is Nicholon and the Kavon of Rabbeinu Machai. What is the Taich of a Reya, of a friend? After all, if we have a Gemara Bava Kamo that's coming, La Fuke, that the Goy is not my Reya, what is the Taich of a Reya? And if it really means a friend, how do we understand the similar Gemaras, Sho Reya, Velo Sho Shal Hekdish? Hekdish isn't my friend, the Beis Hamikdash is not my friend. The same word Reya is coming, La Fuke, say the Akum inside the Hekdish, it needs a beer. Not only that, but we ask the Kasha, and we discussed it in a Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation Tishmav video a number of years ago. Reya is always spelled in the Torah Chosar Yud, Reish Ayin. Reish Ayin Osios Ra. A friend is evil. Isn't a friend anything but? Anything but evil. Reya, Reish Ayin, always spelled without a Yud in the Lashon HaMikra. And evil, Ra, what's going on if it needs a beer? Elamot Zokter Ramban and Ishar Gamol. There's nothing intrinsically inherently evil in the world. Ra is our perception of being broken off of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Zokter Ramban and his Drosh on the Rosh Hashanah and the Kisvei Ramban. A Teruah is what? Lashon Resh Ayin is the etymology, is the Shairesh. Because a Teruah essentially is a broken up Tekiah. And what is a shepherd? A Roah. Again, invoking the same Shoresh. A Roah collects the broken pieces of the flock and puts them together again. Ra, back to the Ramban and Gemul, there's nothing evil. What is evil? Our perception of being broken off of the Eberstur. Tavon Melchon Tilon Kapitol Beis Posik Test to Roeim B'Shevet Barzel. Break them apart and separate my enemies with the iron rod. What is Teroeim? Not evil. It means broken up. Our perception of evil is when you're broken up from the Makor, the source of all Tov. Mele Yamargish, you sense that it's wrong. The same way the Havdol Avi Avdolus Sam Levinson, famous Jewish comedian, his 1960s bestseller, Everything But Money. He said, the next time you imagine yourself distanced from God, the first question you have to ask yourself is, who moved? Who moved? God didn't go anywhere. You feel abandoned. You feel separated. And eventually you perceive evil. What is a friend? A friend is not evil. A friend, l'chaira, is what? Is a broken up piece of you. We all started, Mishorish Neshamachas, writes the Tumor Devorah and Aleph Dalet, writes the Ramak. That's why Kol Yisrael Revim Zeba Zeh Shavuos Lamatesam and Aleph, because we all emanate from one gargantuan, one originating Neshama. Then a kapis therein. All the myriad Neshamas that spouted forth into the 600,000 Shoshi Neshamas that ultimately produced Klal Yisrael, we come from the same source. We're broken in pieces of the same source. Hamayla, everyone is my friend. But now we understand the chilik between pre-Matan Torah and post-Matan Torah. Writes the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, before Matan Torah, you wanted to join with Klal Yisrael, no problem. Just go in and marry into the family. Marry into the family and keep the mitzvahs that they kept, and that's it. You're an upstanding member of Klal Yisrael. You didn't have to undergo an exhaustive process of geirus. A whole sugi of geirus comes what? By Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Holenian Mila, it's a big shayla. How do they do geirus at night? Mila at night. A big shayla, briskrov, klichenda, there's a lot to talk about. But they started the Maisa Geirus. But the Maisa Geirus was finished on Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, Zokter Amchal and Derech Hashem. Now you want to become a Jew. The door is always open. But now it's going to be a thorough, exhaustive process. It's going to be Mila. It's going to be Tvila. It's going to be Korban. It's going to be Asiyas HaMitzvahs. And now that Klaius was established as Amlechus Konev Gai Kodesh, and everybody else is out of the picture, and now it's a whole different ball game. So l'chayra, what's Rabbi Noach? They're not my friends. Hey, Nechanami, it's not an Enev Ra is my friend. It's that Reyes says we're all broken up pieces of the same origin. Before Matan Torah, what was the gauge? What was the kaveh of the yardstick was? We all came from Aldo Marishan. That's the pshat. All the Yom HaSolah, we all came from the same source. So mitzad the Enev Reyes, we're all essentially broken up pieces of the same starting neshama called Adam Arishan. We came from the same beginning. The Hainu until Matan Torah, the Koveya wasn't anything ruchni is be'etzim like Matan Torah. It was mitzad the Gashmi. We're all b'nei Adam. In a sense, we're all b'nei Nayach. Hamela, from that perspective, the guy is my Reya. V'yishalu ishmei Yisrael. He is a broken up piece. We're all broken up pieces of one another. Post Matan Torah, what happened? Ayadei Nesina Satayra. The Kaveh is no longer. There might have been Zayim Mitzvah b'nei Nayach. And Avram Avinu writes the Rabban and Emor might have introduced to the Shem Yisrael. But the Shem Yisrael, Lemaisa, took on altogether new meaning. A whole new profound understanding with Matan Torah. Now after Matan Torah, the Kaveh is what? His clients all the mitzvahs we keep are not because the others kept them pre-Matan Torah. Famous Rama Perish Mishnayis and Perish Gid Anosh and Chulin. We keep the mitzvahs even Gid Anosh and Puravu v'chulin. Not because Adam, not because Avram v'chulin. We keep them because they were given to clients on Matan Torah. That's the new beginning. Mitzad in the beginning, the Goyim Avnos Shaychas, they came lafuke. They were offered the Torah, they didn't want it. Matan Torah came to exclude them. What's the mountain called? Sinai. Shabbos pay tesim and olives. Shemishom yorda sin alakim alav. Har chayrev yorda chum liakim. The separation, the break, the origin, the source of anti-Semitism. It all comes Matan Torah. Ein echanami zok tabeinu machai. Before the mitzvah, more my reya, not the reyas friends. The whole shayla only gets off the ground because we understand it as friend. It's not a friend. It's spelled the same way as evil. It's the sense like the Ramban. It's a sense of broken up, separated. Roi b'shevet parzo. What do we call? So on, Loshen HaMikra Peresh, because it's Nifresh Min HaGuf, like the Rama Mor Nevuchim, for Dvarim of Genai, we don't have a word, Be'etzim and Loshen HaKodesh, so what do we call? Excrement is called what? Peresh, it's Nifresh Min HaGuf. What do we call it? Soa, it's Yotze Min HaGuf. And what's the Aramaic equivalent? Athenius 90, it's Poshet, Graf Shal Rei. It's Rei, what's Rei? What Shaykh is the Peresh? Soa, it's Elmazach. It's Rei, it's broken off from the match. Peleg was called Peleg, descendant of Aver. Why? He was born Mishas the Dora Flaga. And right afterwards, Peleg has a son. What does he call him? Reu. Go back to Parsha. He calls him Reu. Peleg, Reu. Reu is Peleg Jr. Reu is separation. Grav Sharei, a separation. Peleg Niflaga. Aretz. And Reu is Mamish Peleg Jr. There's only one other title to Chosin Akala and Sheva Brachas. Chosin Akala called what? Chosin Akala, Chosin Akala. There's only one other description, one other appellation that's branded on the bride and groom. And what's that? Brochov, Samantha, Samach, Reim, Mahuvim. Reim Mahuvim. What's Reim Mahuvim? Reim Mahuvim is a Tarashi, Ksumas, Tav Chesam, and Aleph, famous Maisa. I love the Maisa. We know that to Rav Chaim Kweiser, the new Shas, Baldi Yishalmi, word 40, could do the pin test. One time he was Masada Kedushin, and Roshach was standing right nearby, and they were Machabe Rav Chaim Kweiser with the Seder Kedushin. So when it came time to be Masada for the Shemar Brothers, and he says, can I get a Seder? So Roshach started to smile. He says, Rav Chaim, he says, you need a Seder. He says, you know Shas, word 4 about Peh. Just go to Ksuvah, Stav Zayin, and Beis, Chesem, and Aleph, and just say the Gemara about Peh. So Rav Chaim, he says, if I start saying it from the Gemara, I won't be able to stop. And once I start, I won't be able to stop. I'll just keep going. And where's the nusas? What's the pshat? The rayim, they're broken up pieces in the same originating neshama. Zohar vayikra, duchra is plug gufa mikri. And almana writes the ksavah kabbalah remeklamurg and pashas yisrael. Why do we call her an almana? Ksuvas taf yodam and base al shein almana. That's a drush. What's pshut toshemikra? There are dak and sefer shiroshim almana loshin ilay, because she's all alone. She has no one with whom to speak. She's in the world of silence. But zok the ksavah kabbalah. No, pshut toshemikra is almana means almana chaser achelik. She's missing a portion of herself because the husband and wife are two chatsom lemapei echad. The fiyanias taiti. That's reyim ahuvim. Reyim like the ramatonis is two broken up pieces that are now ovim alva gematria 13 gematria echad. Two broken up pieces that are now becoming one. They're now becoming echad. That's the two halves that are becoming one. That's why it's Reim Ahuvim. That's the Sameach, the Samach, the Kfelis, the double Oshin, the Chosin uniting with the Kala, the Kala uniting with the Chosin, Zok the Maral and Teferes. That's the greatest Simcha, the two halves which belong together now reuniting and merging, the synthesis that ensues. That's Sameach, the Samach, Reim Ahuvim. But now to add on a new Nakuda, we mentioned in the past the Keren Ora, Zok the Geldo, one of the Gedolei Achron and Keren Ora, and Yavam Samabeza, Beza, Shari Boloisha. His Shari and our Nusach and Babli is missing six things. Zok the Keren Ora, those six things, the Torah, the Simcha, the Tov, the Shlemas, correspond accordingly to the six Sheva Brachas outside of the Bracha Berpei Geffen. Outside of Berpei Geffen, we have six Brachas and they correspond to the six Milas when a Chosin gets married. Now he has the Torah, he has the Tov, he has the Choma, he has the Shlemas, Uchule. Which one corresponds to Torah? Zok the Keren Ora, ain't Simcha, ke Simcha sa Torah. Sameach the Samach Rei Behuvim, that corresponds to Torah. Now it's very geshmak lafit devarenu. I'll be the Keren Ora Sameach the Samach is a reference to Matan Torah. When do we refer to Chosin Mikala, Chosin Mikala as Reim Ahuvim? Davkin Abracha Matan Torah. Why? Because before Matan Torah, we weren't getting into the metaphysical. We were looking at the Musag and the definition of Reim Ahuvim. For what? We're all broken up pieces. So we're not going to focus on the metaphysical, the Shorash HaNeshama. We're just looking. We all came on the Rishon. I would post Matan Torah. Now we look at the metaphysical. Klal Yisrael is a whole different Mechina, a whole different world. And now we can call the Reim Ahuvim, and it has a whole different meaning. That metaphysically, these two neshamas are now reuniting and infusing together as one. That's the Reyes Ve'Havdol Reyecha Kamocha is going on. Klal Yisrael post Matan Torah Kedoshim Yates Yedches. You have to love Havdol Reyecha Reim Ahuvim. Love Avah Gematria 13 Gematria Echa. Love one another and connect to one another. That's the way to be Masaki. And that's the aptus that will bring about the Gula Asida, the Gula Shem, the Bakar Mamish. How good the Nacht, Kaddish, please.
Oh, boy. Wow.